Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety. So sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety.
And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art, with your host, Leslie M. Scott Jones. Now here's Leslie.
What's up? Seville. Sorry, David's not here. I'm not going to do the yelling thing because my voice is a little tender.
I can help you if you want.
What's up? My voice is a little more tender than David's. He's more accustomed to yelling. I'm not. Yeah, and it's early on Sunday, and I haven't warmed up the vocal cords, So, yes, it's Sunday yet again. The last Sunday of 2018.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Like, it seems like we started the year and it was going so slow. Like, it was just crawling towards the anniversary of A12. And then once that happened, it was like a bullet.
Yeah.
like, from August to December, it's just this blur.
It was like a breath of relief.
Yes.
And then just like, I'm just going to keep going.
Yes. Now I can move.
Yes.
So, Clinton.
Yes.
How's your week been, dear?
It's been horrible. I've been sick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm. Why didn't you call? I would have brought chicken soup.
Because I was sick. It was every time I spoke, it elicited a cavalcade of coughs.
Ooh.
So
cavalcade of coughs.
I was trying not to speak.
That's one of those albums from like the 70s. Cavalcade of coughs.
That's what that is.
That's the album you play to your kids when you want them to grow up to be ear, nose, and throat specialists.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Identify the cough, sweetie.
Well, I got to spend an entire week with my adorable grandbaby.
Aww.
Oh my God. Oh my God. He's so cute.
Yeah.
He's so cute. Just his smiles and he's so cute. He's such a happy baby.
How old is he?
He is just over 2 months.
Oh,
so yes.
Teeny.
Oh my God. Well, not anymore. I mean, he was 7 pounds when he was born.
Yeah.
He's about 10 pounds now.
What?
Oh my God.
And
he's such a little cuddle bug. Like, I'm like holding him while I'm trying to eat, eating one handed and I'm holding him and literally he's like cuddling. He literally moved so he could nuzzle his nose into the crook of my arm. He's like, I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable. Wait, let me get right in there. Yeah, that's it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can see it.
All he wants to do is cuddle and laugh. So,
yes. This is like the two best things.
A
really.
Whole week of that. It was awesome. Awesome. That's the only present I needed for the holidays.
It's a gift that babies give.
I know, right?
They just continuously give it.
They're just cute and cuddly and, and it's great being, a grandparent because, whenever he cries or poops, I'm just like, hey, Ma!
Just hand them over.
Here you go. This one's yours.
I think he wants you now.
I don't know. He's making that weird noise. I think he's calling you. Yeah, that would be you that he's calling, not me. I'm here for all the cuddles. All right. So let's get to our first guest, Miss Wendy.
Oh.
Miss Wendy Repass. Oh my God. So you are here to talk about Women's Dance Seville.
Yes.
It's happening at the Ix Park on January 12th.
Yes.
So what is this all about?
Okay. All right. Well, it's a dance. It's a women's dance. It's a dance for women.
Awesome.
years and years and years ago, I used to DJ a dance. This other woman organized it, and it was basically like the lesbian community getting together. And I DJ'd for them. And the cool thing that I learned as I was going along was that, like, it was the one thing that brought people together was the sort of like the I want to be with my girlfriend or I want to like find a date or whatever. And that was the thing that would bring people together. But other than that, it was like mixed backgrounds, different ages. So I had to learn to DJ
right.
for people who would be like if I don't recognize this song and like it, I am going to sit down and not dance anymore. So I had to like kind of keep the music flowing and have, you know, just sort of pay attention to like who's in the room and all that other stuff. So I did that for years and years. And then the group that was doing it.
Can I ask? Because we've had a DJ on the show before to talk about the artistry of DJing. How hard is that? Judging the room, keeping the flow going.
I mean, like, you know, your main goal is to try to
keep everybody dancing.
Yeah, like, you know, you want people to have a really fun time. And I just love, you know, when people have a great time together. I mean, there's just something about, you know, when you see people like kind of mouthing the words to a song they really love, or they kind of like, oh my God, there's this dance that I do over the summer. I mean, about 300 people come to this thing, and like, and I've DJed for them over the years, so I kind of like know some of the songs that they really love. And so like, and so I just go, oh, I think this is going to be good. Mm-hmm. The next one. And then it's just like, I remember this one time I had this series of songs, and it was just like, you could hear this audible gasp where everyone was just like, oh my God. And then they're just like, and then the next song comes and they're like, oh, you know, like just stuff like that. And you're just like, oh my God. Like you feel good. They feel good. Everyone's dancing. They're, you know, so, but yeah, no, I mean like but I have DJed, you know, like these dances I'm describing, you know, it was just like this sort of mixture of like this disparate groups of people, but they just came together for this one thing. I mean, it was like people would literally be like, oh, cross arms, back, and be like, this is not my favorite song.
Nope, so, not dancing to that.
Yeah, not gonna dance to that one. So, yeah, it totally kept me on my toes. I'd really have to pay attention.
That sounds stressful.
I mean, one of the things, you know, it's sort of like the risks and the rewards, right? I mean, in some ways, like I think one of the things that I bring to the table is kind of like a sensitive artist type, right? I mean, one of the, you know, my sensitivity level is just like, I'm like kind of absorbing all that information. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, you know, like, yeah, it's like I'm paying attention and recognizing the moments where it's like, okay,
right,
they kind of like this, and I know enough about, like, you know, various dance music to be like, all right, let me play something else I think they might like.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you kind of get into that role, then you're just like, oh, yay.
Yeah. I think DJs have to be empaths to a certain extent.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I think that's something about, like, artistry, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the kind of ability to kind of take in a lot of different information, for, in different ways, and really kind of coalescing that together just quickly and sort of having a feel and tapping into your intuition.
Mm-hmm. You know. So you're doing this dance.
Yes.
So Women's Dance Seville, are guys invited?
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, so, okay, I'll tell you.
Hey, I'd be completely happy with saying nope.
Like, okay, this is the way I think of it. So, you know, I went to the Women's March in like 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing was, is that in anticipation of that, I thought, you know, like, this is, are like guys going to show up? Because, you know,
right,
they can. He's
right.
Like, we're all here to support women, right?
Right.
But then when I got there, I mean, it was like women.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like hundreds of thousands of women and being surrounded by them.
Yeah.
And there is something very special about that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is, I mean, I just can't tell you how good that felt.
Mm-hmm.
as a woman, but just to be surrounded by other women. And that's one of the things that I love, you know, that I loved about these dances that I used to do. On top of that, you know, my wife and I divorced like a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And afterwards I was like, where am I going to go to meet women?
Right.
And I was kind of like, you know, it's actually like, there are not like a lot of places where you can
there
just
aren't.
Sort of go and like, be like, you know what, I'm just gonna, you know, like, where are other women that are interested in dating women?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, are there places to go to?
Well, and especially in Charlottesville, like,
yeah,
like,
Yeah.
This is the driest town. Not just for LGBTQ people. I mean, it's the driest town.
That is such a sad word. Just, I'm sorry.
It really
That's
is.
Terrible. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, I would go to like other places.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm
right.
like going to Richmond
or DC. Right.
The Valley. You know, I'm just
right,
like,
right.
where? So I was just like, and not only that, on top of that, periodically, like, because I had had this experience and I'd just been like, oh my God, I just love to do like a women's dance again. I'd periodically be with a group of people and be like, what if we did a women's dance? What do you guys think about that?
Right.
Like, oh, and so I did that. I was at a Seville Pride event mm-hmm. over at Firefly. And I was like, what do you think, guys? And they're like, yes, let's do it. And so, you know, I was just like, yeah. And it was, and I had been thinking about, oh, you know, the anniversary of the Women's March is coming up in January.
Right.
Wouldn't it be so cool to do women's dance at that time?
Yeah.
And just sort of like relive some of that feeling of, you know,
yep.
like being around a lot of women. So, so did the women's dance.
Awesome.
So, you know, I have a mixture of like motivations, I guess, for the women's dance.
So Wendy's looking for a date.
No, actually, can I just tell you, that's how I met my girlfriend.
Oh, that's awesome.
She came to women's dance. I was like, oh my God, it worked.
That's amazing.
Yes. We actually have these stickers. We made these stickers that said consent to flirt. Because, you know, I mean, like, there's different women, right? You know,
oh,
some
yes.
women are like, I'm married, or
right.
I have a girlfriend already, or I'm not even, like, gay.
Right.
But we get, you know, so it's like, you know what? Take a sticker, consent
right.
to flirt. Like,
right.
And not only that, I just thought it'd be funny to use the word consent because, you know, hey.
Right, exactly.
Learn the word, people.
Right.
So,
yes.
consent to flirt sticker. So if you want, you know, you're like, yeah, I'm up for flirting. Stick
okay.
a sticker on. And, yeah, so if you can imagine just being in a room with people and some, you know, some of the women have, like, consent to flirt stickers on and you're just like.
That one.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am here for you.
So I've read in a. In a couple of places that there's is there a benefit aspect to this
yes.
dance?
Yeah. So the last one we did. Oh, because so the last one we did, we it was actually I planned sort of like this Halloween kind of thing. But then it was like the Kavanaugh hearings were going on.
Right.
And let me tell you, I mean, you know, no matter what your political affiliation is. What I found myself feeling was just this sort of, it was so painful. I guess, and here's an illustration. Like, I remember I was going, like the day after the hearing, like the night after the, you know, the hearing
right.
was on the radio all day. And, I'm out at a bar with a friend of mine and she's talking about how the hearings reminded her of her experience that she had when she was in high school.
Right.
And, you know, this thing happened. She describes it to me, and I am just like, yeah, I just, this feeling of that this was something that was bringing up trauma for, like, a lot
for
of women.
For a lot of women.
Yeah. And that I just felt so, that I really wanted to do something about that. And I also think it was also just, it just so happened that there's a sports award that was the sports award show. I kind of mm-hmm. forget, like the ESPYs.
The ESPYs. Mm-hmm.
And at the ESPYs, they had given an award to all of the women who had been abused by that.
The one doctor.
The sports doctor.
Yes.
The gymnast.
Yeah.
And if you can imagine, so they invited like.
All of them.
All of them to get up on stage. Mm-hmm. And it was like minutes of waiting, watching these women file up on stage. And
yep.
it was just like dozens, if not several hundred of them.
Yeah.
Getting up on this massive stage. And the thoughts that are going through your mind, like, oh my God, these were little girls
yep.
at the time. And here they all are. But there's this level of, this is so horrible that this happened. And at the same time, this is incredible that they are now like on a stage
yes.
declaring that this has happened to them, but they are like more than that.
Yes.
I mean, with all of these levels, and I think I just, you know, the conjunction of all of these things and just, you know, the reaction to, you know, what goes on in 1600
yeah.
up there. I think yeah. there's a feeling of just really wanting to respond in a way sort of push back and say, ho, ho, you know, whoa, let's do something that's good for people.
Yeah.
And so we turn the dance into, you know what, let's open it up to women. You know, women come and just feel some sisterhood, mm-hmm. you know, and we're going to raise some money for some organizations in town that support women who've experienced trauma. So we raise money for SARA, Sexual Assault Resource Agency,
mm-hmm.
and the Center for Earth-Based Healing, which does this really neat, like, women who've experienced trauma, and they do these sort of like it's called ecotherapy.
Oh yeah,
I never heard of it before. Right now, it's just like, oh, but it's, you go out in nature, mm-hmm. it's therapeutic. So this time, we're going to raise some money to basically buy like bus tickets for people who want to go to the Women's March. So our dance is January 12th.
Mm-hmm.
There's a women's march happening in D.C. The following weekend.
Oh.
So we're going to raise some money. I think also Sarah may be the beneficiary of our of the bar.
Oh, great.
at our dance. So
so drink lots.
So drink.
That's what you're saying.
So come
drink for
dance
the women.
And drink
for the women.
Yeah. Just raise a glass. Multiple
right.
ones.
There you go.
Yeah,
like,
safe
well,
space.
And I think that's... having something which the purpose is to celebrate women,
yes.
is so needed and so something that needs to be more in our collective zeitgeist, right? I mean, because if more people start doing that,
mm-hmm.
just the act of celebrating women in whatever shape, form, sexual orientation they come, mm-hmm. then maybe we might not have to have so many conversations about respect and consent and, you know,
like, right.
because it gets harder for a human being to harm something that they've celebrated.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, I mean, and what a great way to live life, right? Where you're sort of celebrating.
Yeah.
Something and feeling good about it and being supportive. Right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, why get all caught up in, like, fear and anger when you can find the things that you can support others with, that you can feel supported about, that you can feel this kind of collective support of each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We got to pay a bill, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Rachel Austin. I'm a songwriter, improviser, performer, voice teacher, etc. Actually, I'm going to do that again. Hi, this is Rachel Austin. No, not that Rachel Austin. I'm the local artist, and this is Homegrown, your show about local arts on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
It's 19 minutes past the hour here on 94.7,
what?
And you're listening to Homegrown, your show about local art. Wow. Okay, so we're here talking to Wendy Repass, the musician in town. She's doing a women's dance Seville at the Ix Art Park January 12th. So
yes.
You're doing an acoustic set before
yes.
DJs.
Yes.
And I believe we have some of your music queued up.
Yes.
Give people a little taste
yes, right.
of what they're going to hear.
Right. So I believe this is a recording of that I've been working on. It's from a CD I'm going to be releasing at some point.
That's always a... At some point, yes.
Some that's, indeterminate moment in time, this thing's going to come right out.
That's,
I'm going to tell you.
Okay, hopefully it's not like an elephant gestation. Hopefully. We...
My God. Isn't that about like human time? No, it's like a year.
It's like a year and a half.
Okay. Oh,
so let's hope it's shorter than that. But let's hear some music from Wendy.
Desert mountain rises from the flood, and I touch the skies of hope and abandonment. clouds lie stark still. The disappointment on the floor of the pile of clothes where she lay dying.
I love that song, first
Nice.
Of all.
Oh, good.
And I mean, I've heard you for years, and I've always loved your music because I am a huge fan of Indigo Girls.
Oh, yes.
And your what you do is very Indigo Girls-esque. And
oh,
so,
God.
Like, every time I listen to you, I'm like, oh, I'm home.
Oh,
like,
oh my gosh.
I know this place. This is my happy
awesome.
Place. Like,
awesome.
This is the place where I will hear something that, like, helps me grow.
Oh, that's so great.
Can I say I worked for years with Indigo Girls haters, and so I haven't been able to play their music anymore. It just sucks.
Well, you should have rebelled against them no matter what. I mean,
yes.
who doesn't love Amy and Emily? Like,
yeah.
I don't even understand
that. Well, and let me tell you, I actually, when I first started playing guitar,
mm-hmm.
I bought an Indigo Girls songbook.
Yeah.
That's how I learned chords and how to sing and play at the same time, because I just love their music.
And that's what I did for my daughter when she started playing guitar too.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, the first one of the first songs she learned was an Indigo Girls song. Oh, yeah, gosh. That's our thing. Like we go on a road trip, it's Indigo Girls, and we are like singing I'm a soprano and she's an alto. So
Yes. Yeah, no, a family, we'd go to Indigo Girls concerts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my dad and I have been, Indigo Girls came to Charlottesville. And took him with. And it must have been, the 10th time we've been to a concert together.
Oh, yeah. Well, so Nia and I went, 3 years ago now when they were in Newport News?
Yeah.
And at the Ferg.
Yeah.
And it was so awesome because, we go and... And we're both, huge fans.
Uh-huh.
And, we had so much fun at the concert. And we're walking out and we look and we see the bus. And my daughter turns to me and she goes, "Are we those people?" And I was like, "Hell yes, we're those people. Let's go."
Uh-huh.
So yeah, we went and waited for them to come out. And I think the amazing thing that I loved, these women have been touring forever. I mean, for 20 plus years on the road. Mm. And I'm watching them come out and Amy is moving her own gear.
Yeah, sure.
She's got everything, all her guitars, all her everything on a little roll thing, and she's rolling it. And I was like, I turned to my daughter and I was like, you know what? That's the difference between a rock star and a musician. Because a rock star would be like, no, take my stuff. I'm the diva. A musician's like, no, these are my babies. I'm moving it.
Right.
And so we got to meet her and got her autograph and got pictures with her.
Uh-huh.
It was just the most magical experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, right. And I think part of it is that, and this is the thing I love about music, is that, you hear... when I was growing up, I used to listen to the radio all the time. And in some ways, it was a way to hear somebody talk about something emotional, something emotionally important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that the way that they were delivering it was in a way that you could hear it and you could feel that emotion.
Yeah.
And I think in some ways, that is why I love music so much.
Yes.
I could feel and it was I could relate to it.
Yeah.
I could be oh my God, somebody else feels
the
like
same
I do,
way.
Right?
Exactly.
And I think just that being able to connect through music in that way is so important. And it's an amazing form of art that, you can sort of instantly connect to, no matter where you are, or even who you're listening to.
And it's interesting because when I was little, maybe 9 or 10, I discovered Billie Holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
God, you discovered it when you were 9 or 10. Nice.
And I got this one tape of hers. It was greatest hits or whatever.
Yeah.
And I played that cassette tape until it would not work anymore.
Yeah.
And I remember my dad questioning me because he was like, "You're always listening to this sad stuff. Are you all right?" And I'm like, "No, you don't get it. It's not, I'm not listening to it because it's sad. I'm listening to it because it's amazing." It's amazing to hear this woman. I can literally hear her sad. Indescribable how it can touch you. Even if you don't feel that way, hearing the sadness in her voice and hearing the torment in her voice when she sang was so mesmerizing to me.
It's almost an act of compassion in a way.
Yes.
Right? Because you, even if you haven't experienced it yourself, you can put yourself in that person's shoes and you're and you're touched by it.
Yeah.
It was a friend of mine who we went out to karaoke, which I love to do periodically, and his daughters, who were just 10, I think, at the time, and they get up and they start singing the song. I think it was a Kelly Clarkson song or whatever, but it was basically about "You broke my heart," but in this, "You broke up with me."
Yeah.
Broke my heart in this sort of gut-wrenching way. And there are these little girls up there singing it they were like, "Oh!" And you're sitting back and you're like, "If you really had your heart broken, but in a way, of course, because everyone's felt it, even if you haven't actually like felt that particular version of
it. Exactly.
Like these kids did know because they were like, I do know. I mean, we're all human. Even if I've never had that particular
thing happen,
I can feel you having it. Yep. And I feel for you like I feel for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my God, Wendy, it's been so amazing talking to you.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much for having me on.
I cannot wait. I'm coming.
Yay, good.
I'm coming to the women's dance. I'm dancing my butt off.
Yes.
Women's dance, Seville, at the Ix Park on January 12th. What time does it start?
So it starts at 8. I'm going to do a solo acoustic set in the beginning.
Right.
So if you are totally like, you know what, I just want to come be with the vibe, sit back, chill, and like, you know, have a drink and just sort of like enjoy the music.
Yeah.
Some live performance.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like a special experience.
Yeah.
Come out and do that and then hang out. We're going to have dancing after that.
Awesome.
Dance music. And I'm basically DJing very familiar dance music from like the 60s to today. So
awesome.
No matter how old you are or what your favorite songs to dance to are, you're probably going to hear something you're going to like.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you so much for having me, Liz.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. We got a list of stuff.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Your upcoming events happening this week. Last chance to see the American Shakespeare Center's holiday season featuring James McClure's adaptation of A Christmas Carol and every Christmas story ever told and then some. Tomorrow, First Night Virginia, Cat Summers, Bent Theater, Comedy Improv, Susan Munson, Neil Goodlow, Guerrilla Theater Productions, Teen Troupe, and the Albemarle Pipe and Drum are only some of the local artists playing around downtown. Check out the website www.firstnightva.org for a full list of artist times and places. January 5th, the Crozet Gazette and photographer Sam Abel present and discuss Abel's selections for the 2019 Crozet Gazette calendar. Oh, wow. Oh, well, that was kind of short, and I'm okay. Am I do the music, or you want to do the music? You want to do the music?
I want to do the music.
All right, well, you do the music then. Here you go.
And for your musical options this week, today, the Jason Burke Quartet at the Glasshouse Winery. Tomorrow, we've got a Town of Georgian Calendar New Year's Eve Throwdowns. Two powerhouse vocal performances, Aaron and the Wildfire and Adar, present Year of the Woman at the Southern Cafe Music Hall with special guest Jenna Matthew. Then, also tomorrow, King Golden Banshee and Das Homage perform during New Year's Eve in Dublin at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Also tomorrow, Chamomile and Whiskey's New Year's Bash at Fry Spring Beach Club. Michael Crone, New Year's Eve at Fellini's. Cooler Heads, New Year's Eve at the Whiskey Jar. And Party R 2019 at Rapture with DJ Groovematic. And also tomorrow, Love Cannon's New Year's Eve at the Jefferson Theater. On January 2nd, The Blinders at Rapture. On January 3rd, Face Made for Radio at the Whiskey Jar. Coda Curl at Dirty Nelly's. On the 4th, Beliza at Glasshouse Winery, Eli Cook at Dirty Nelly's, the Tonya Ray Band at Rapture, Seductive Sounds Winter Bash with Seductive Sounds and DJ Flatline at the Ix Art Park. On January 5th, Willie D at Albemarle Cider Works, the Ragged Mountain String Band at the Batesville Market, and DJ SJ presents the Hip Hop Showcase New Year, New Vibes with Bam Bam, Chef G, Lady Sag, Shamika Chardet, Sav, Tate God, Geodala, Tank, Tavi, and Kara.
Hosted, oh, my God. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. Hosted by V.A. Doe at the Ix Art Park. Also on January 5th, DJ Groovematic at Rapture every Sunday. It's Travis Elliott at Rapture just about every Monday. It's the Bluegrass Jam at the Front Porch Roots Music School. The Charlottesville Friends of Old Time Music. Seafoot Weekly Open Jam at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Unitarian Church. Where else?
Say that five times fast.
Tango Music with Miles Pierce and Maddie Metcalf at the Bebedero. Red and the Romantics at the Whiskey Jar. The ATM Unit at Rapture and Songwriter Night at the local. Every Tuesday, you got Latin Guitar Night with Miles Pierce and Humberto Sales at the Bebedero.
Aye.
The Ragged Mountain String Band at the Whiskey Jar. And the Traditional Irish Session at the Tin Whistle Irish Pub. Every Wednesday, it's the Open Mic Night at Prairie Nutter Farm Brewery. Probably not. I don't know. Are they still doing that?
Are they still doing that?
I should check that out. I don't know if they're still doing that. Open mic night at Holly's Deli and Pub, hosted by Josh Mayo. Jazz Collective number 9 at Fellini's number 9. Bachata Fusion at the Ixhart Park. 502 Fossils at the Shabin Pub and Bry. And the Mike Rosensky and Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's. Every Thursday, Umberto Rosales and Vincent Zorn are dueling maestros at the Bebedero. And every Thursday...
Every Thursday! John Durth!
With the John Durth Quintet at Miller's, because every once in a while, even if you're into the new year, you just got to come down to Durth. And those are just some of the artistic events going on in our wonderful artistic town.
Ooh. We need to do a drop after that.
I think we do need to.
I'm tired. Like, that was a long list, man. Just listening to it.
All right. Well, we'll
do that thing.
Sam Gray. This is McGuffey artist Sam Gray, and you're listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC.
It's 36 minutes past the hour. You are here on 94.7 listening to Homegrown, your show about local art. Stay tuned after the show for more great local programming with the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. It's pre-recorded, but hey, that does not mean that you miss it, okay? That means you... listen, because they did a lot of work before today, just for you. Okay. Sorry. I'm like, I don't know. It's a weird Sunday.
You're like
Sunday.
Our listener's mother, aren't you? Like,
I am.
These people did all this work.
Right.
You're going to listen to what they did.
Exactly.
I don't care if you don't
exactly.
like. I don't care if they're not your friends. They
you
invited
like
you to your party.
Well, and if they're you haven't listened to it, then how do you know you don't like it? Yes, didn't you know I am the Black Mama? That's what I am. As our next guest knows quite well.
There's nothing to say about that.
Yes. That one's just coming at you. You can't do anything about it, can you?
Bring it on.
Excuse me. Can you help me? I can't get on my... I'm not anyone. Can someone help me here that knows...
We're kind of on the air. Right now.
Take 1 second just to get me.
Keep talking. Emergency situation.
That's, wow, okay.
Live,
That
man.
Has never happened before, but oh, right. All right, our next guest. Mr. Greg Brown.
Good morning. How are you doing?
What's up, dude?
Not much. How are you doing?
Well, apparently there's a lot up because, you know, you've got a new release, right? And
yeah, just hit iTunes, Christmas.
Get
some metal.
A little metal for a Christmas.
Scratching the metal itch, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, cool. All right, it's called Age of Fire. I love the parentheses. His metal, his heavy metal persona.
Wow, who wrote that? My alter ego.
Yes, your alter metal ego.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, all right, so is this something, is this completely new stuff, or is this stuff that you've been working on and like...
No, this is all new. This
awesome.
Is all new. So so back in the day, those of you who've known me for a long time, so definitely grew up playing metal, thrash metal in South Florida. In the 80s and 90s, and then moved up to Charlottesville and studied classical guitar. But I've always been a huge metal fan. So probably in the last 5 years or so, I just started really working up my chops again. I just missed playing, having that outlet in that genre. And so I would do this. So actually, going back through some old tapes, remastering some stuff, mm-hmm. we did Age of Fire was the name of the old band that we did. And
ah.
So Age of Fire did a bunch of stuff. There's some things on iTunes. And so this year, oh my God, I know I can't remember. It was the 25th, 30th, I guess, anniversary of like our first release back in the day.
Oh, wow.
So I remastered that, and I was like, this was so much fun. I want to do some stuff in this vein.
Right.
So, and it just came out. So next thing I know, I had this enough stuff to do it to a disc. So it was a lot of fun.
That's cool. So how many songs?
Oh my God, I don't know, 8, 10? I don't know. Come on, help me out. What do we got?
You don't know?
9, 10. Or is 10. I don't know. I don't count. They just, yeah, I don't know. Thank you.
I love it. He's like, oh, it just came out. I have no idea how many there are. Whatever.
It's more than 3. Yeah. I don't...
So, all right. So, an LP released on Christmas. Mm-hmm. Obsidian Dreams. Is that the one we're going to listen to?
Well, how about we listen to the first track?
Like the first track.
Into Oblivion. So this is actually kind of fun. So I did a lot of different stuff. So the drummer on this track is Arno Krakauka from France, which is very cool. So yeah, I got to work out some metal people around the world, which was a lot of fun to collab with.
Okay, so we're going to listen to it, and then we're going to talk about that.
Okay, yeah, you bet.
Cleaned out everybody's ears.
There it goes.
Holy crap.
Some musical caffeine.
Yes. Okay, so.
So when you've talked before about, if I can just.
Go say, ahead. Yeah.
When you've talked before about having like a background in metal, I was like, really? Because I've heard you play. I'm like, really? Background? Really? Metal? And like, but now, like, I get it.
Right. Like, now you understand.
Right. I get it.
Behind the curtain. Yeah, that's, yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, thanks. You know, the funny thing is Arnold sent me this drum track and I was like, oh my God, this is great. Yeah, I mean, just loved it. And so, most of it, most of this disc is just improv. I mean, which is fun because I just sit back and I listen to it and I can still enjoy it. You know, where the other side of me, the classical thing is every, you know, the notes are all in place and things like that, which is great. And I love doing that, but I need to do this as well. So, you know, I got to let the animal out. And so it was like, you know, so it's fun that I can still sit back and listen to this and be like, all right, cool. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I went there. Okay. That's crazy. You know, and just let it go. I mean, it's just kind of, it's just fun.
So that's why you didn't know how many tracks were on the album. You were just like, oh, I don't know. I just
pushed record and went. Yeah. A little more to it than that. But yeah, essentially it was like, you know, some of these rhythm tracks and things I was just able to, just to go for it. So it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Okay, so we're gonna do a drop, pay a bill, and then I want to talk to you about who else you have playing for you on the album.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm Gordo Kai.
Hey, what's up? It's Zach Mack. This is Equally Opposite.
And you're listening to Homegrown, your show about local art.
On 94.7 WPVC.
The progressive voice of Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Damn, that was nice. That was nice.
Yeah. That's it. 47 minutes past the hour. You are listening to Homegrown on 94.7. We're talking to Greg Brown about his new metal album, Age of Fire.
Is the persona Age of Fire?
Yes. And then the disc is called Obsidian Dreams.
Obsidian Dreams. Ah, okay. See, y'all print. Trying to confuse me.
It's early. It's fine.
And yeah, and I've only had one cup of coffee and you know, it's very tough Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, after a week with a 2-month old, my brain is kind of mush. Because I've just been staring at someone who just smiles. They just smile.
That's awesome.
But you should have been listening to more classical influence metal.
I should have. I should have.
Or metal influenced classical. I don't know what it is now.
Right.
Okay. So, you said this album is pretty much improvisation.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the track we just listened to, the drummer from France just sent you the drum track.
Right. Right. So he actually comes up, which is great. He fills kind of a void and comes up with a bunch of different drum tracks. So it was kind of emailing back and forth, like looking for this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And then this just blew me away. So I was like, I got to do something over that. I mean, that's the track that kicks off the disc. So
right.
It's just in your face.
Yeah.
So yeah, I loved it.
So who else do you have,
on it?
Yeah.
On the disc?
Yeah.
I think the next track we're going to do is local guy Steve Sanderson, who plays drums in a few groups. Lamaze is one of them. So he's also a huge metalhead growing up. We're like both big Maiden fans and things like that.
Okay.
So this track is a little more, it's actually a few different places, actually a little more thought out than the last one. So you have to hear me singing, which is, or let's just say on vocals, which is different. I don't want to say singing. And then,
I've heard you sing before. You have a lovely voice.
Well,
don't even.
Thank you. But this, right. Okay. Thanks. Yeah, I'll let you listen to it. And then, but lyrically, it's kind of an homage to Dio, who is a huge influence for me. So, you know, dragons, wizards and things like that. So,
all right. All right. Well, let's hear this. Crystal Ball.
Crystal Ball?
Yeah. There's a place where blind men see, a place where you can be. There's castles, rainbows, and endless cold, a place for the young and old. Dragon has returned time. He keeps running out wrong to live another day fight. The coming power of the crystal ball, all will fall. The wizard's journey is a perilous one, easier with the sun. Faces before him, uncertain that
his attack. The witch's magic holds him back. Defeated the dragon, hits the crowd. The ball shattered all around. Fire! The dragon's fury burnt time. The battle's over now. Live to live another day. Peace exists with the end of a crystal ball.
Holy crap, Greg.
Thank you.
That's awesome. No, seriously. Thanks. It is definitely your other persona.
Yeah. I'm just my Batman to my Bruce Wayne. Absolutely.
Definitely. I'm sitting here listening to this and I'm thinking, I'm automatically putting this, under, movies that I've seen, that it could be the soundtrack to
okay. Well, I do think cinematically a lot of times I'll have visions or something in my head, or some sort of scene to write to. So yeah, that's cool.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
All right, so
the metal drummers just look down at other drummers. Do they just look down? Drummers doom, doom.
Yeah, it's not a straight four on the floor kind of thing.
No. Metal drummers are get out of here.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what you're doing.
I make beats. That's nice. Yeah.
That's sweet. Aren't you precious?
Exactly.
Bless your little heart.
go hit that one in four. That's nice. Yeah, no, it's a thing. Yeah, no. Metal drummers just blow me away. That somebody can do that. It's just so.
Well, they're basically doing on a drum what you do with your fingers on a guitar. It's that fast. It's that.
Yeah, which is I just blow me away. I mean, I can't. Yeah, to do that full body for an endurance, especially to see a set.
For 3 minutes at a time, and then
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Nuts. So, Obsidian Dreams, it's on iTunes. Where else can we get it?
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp. All right.
Bandcamp as well.
Awesome. So, you guys need a metal fix? Go to iTunes or Bandcamp and go get some Obsidian Dreams.
Yeah. It's supposed to be on Spotify. I haven't checked. It's supposed to be all the little digital places. I haven't looked.
You have no idea.
I just write and send it out.
You just do so much stuff. You're like, I don't know. It's somewhere out there.
It's in the digital void. Yeah.
Just, put it in your search bar. It'll come up. Whatever.
Hope so. That's how it's supposed to work, right?
That's how it's supposed to. That's how the interwebs are supposed to work. Yes.
I'll take your word for it.
All right, Greg. As always, amazing to have you on the show.
Thanks.
And I know you will be back.
I will.
Yes, because
some new things burning.
Because you are always putting new stuff out. So, and we always want to hear about it.
Cool.
All right.
Looking forward to it. See you guys soon.
Thank you so much. All righty. It is the last Sunday of 2018. This is the last rant of 2018. Don't worry, I got plenty. I got plenty for 2019. Don't worry. But 2018 has been an odd year for a lot of us. It seemed to crawl towards August, and then before we knew it, the holidays were upon us. Looking back on the art created, arrested, and consumed during the year, I feel really proud that Homegrown has been a place where the people of Charlottesville were able to hear voices like A.D. Carson, Nathaniel Starr, Uzo Njoku, Adam Disbro, Jaywar, Sam Gray, Ty Cooper, Daryl Rose, and Edwin Roa, just to name a few. No matter what was going on throughout the year, I knew I had this lovely refuge on Sunday mornings where I know I will get to spend time with two of my dearest friends and some really cool people involved in making art. Whether we were talking about paintings, dance, music, or theater, I'm always certain that my Sunday morning is spent with like-minded people doing interesting things and sharing their gifts with the world. And I can't think of a better way to spend my time on Sunday mornings. It has served as a place for me to laugh, cry, to have a muse by proxy, an experience that keeps me fueled and creative. So I thought I'd list a few people that we lost this year that also had a profound effect on me as an artist. And before you get your panties in a bunch, this is not a complete list. This is just people that passed that struck me. Lerone Bennett Jr., he was a long-term editor of Ebony and Jet. He passed away on February 14th. He was 89 years old. Reg E. Cathy, actor you might remember from The Wire and from House of Cards, died at the age of 59. Olivia Cole, a veteran actress who was best known for her breakout role in the Roots TV series, died at her home in San Miguel, Mexico, at the age of 75 on January 19th. She received an Emmy for that performance. Wyatt T. Walker, 88, died Tuesday, December 23rd. He was Martin Luther King's former chief of staff. He was at an assisted living facility near his home in Chester, Virginia, when he passed. Hugh Masekela, I hope I'm saying that right. Masekela, thank you. 78, known as the father of South African jazz and who collaborated with artists such as Harry Belafonte, died January 23rd in Johannesburg after a protracted battle with prostate cancer. Edwin Hawkins, 74, known for the gospel hit Oh Happy Day, January 15th. Ethel Ayler, the Broadway star and the Cosby Show actress, she played the mama, died in November at the age of 88. Nancy Wilson, the jazz legend, passed away at her home at the age of 81. And of course, we cannot forget Aretha Franklin, the queen of soul, died at the age of 76 on August 16th in her home in Detroit. I just want to impress upon you the need to live every moment to its fullest. Be present in your life. Tell the people close to you how you feel. Dance like no one is watching. Don't sweat the small stuff because it's all small stuff. I wish you peace and blessings in 2019. And that's the Weekly Rant.
This has been Homegrown. We'd like to thank our guests, Wendy Repass and Greg Brown. Our opening music from Spit It Out, Inc. Our event music is by Positive Collective. Any complaints about Homegrown should be directed to our attorneys at the fine Lisping Law Firm of Tochterman, Overman, Munthin, and Burke. Remember to keep your dial on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
You've been listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.